I love hearing my son explain to my daughter.
I'm sorry you're upset because you lost at Monopoly, but I'm older than you, so I should win.
Not bad for a 7-year-old. Although Fred would caution my son to take out the but and everything after, since it tends to deny the preceding statement.
Imagine someone saying, I really like you, but...
Being aware of a problem is the first step to correcting it. It is nearly impossible to know how our actions are perceived by others. We can try to guess what they're thinking, but asking directly is far more effective. With real knowledge, we can adjust our actions and avoid getting tripped up. Still, people rarely seek enough input. A few years ago, Tom Brokaw interviewed me for a piece on Facebook. Tom is a magnificent interviewer, and I felt that I stumbled through some of my answers. After we wrapped, I asked him how I could have done better. He seemed surprised by my question, so I asked him again. He then told me that in his entire career, I was only the second person to ask him for feedback. The strategy of soliciting input broadly was first demonstrated for me by Robert Rubin, Secretary of the Treasury when I joined the department in 1996. During my first week there, I was invited to a meeting on restructuring the IRS.